Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel tonight is mild. Skies are mostly clear in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Temperatures are comfortable for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, Israel has killed a senior Hamas terrorist responsible for a series of deadly attacks in the West Bank during the 2000s. The operation took place in the central Gaza Strip. Also, according to Israel Hayom from earlier today, the terrorist who killed M.K. Limor's son Harmelech's husband has been eliminated. Farah Hamad, a former senior member of Hamas's West Bank headquarters, was killed in an airstrike in Gaza. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that an Israeli airstrike killed a family of four in North Gaza, including two children. The IDF states there was a warning issued before the attack in Beit Lahia. Separately, I-24 News reports that the IDF has demolished a Hezbollah underground base on Ali Taher Ridge. And finally from Forward, with Jewish New Yorkers on edge, City Council Speaker Julie Menon has announced new protections to ensure safety during the high holidays. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a conflict analyst, posted just minutes ago about the IDF's operation on Ali Taher Ridge, highlighting Hezbollah's failure and the subsequent elimination of their forces. Balaz News reported just in with footage of the moment the IDF destroyed Hezbollah's tunnel network. Defense Minister Katz praised the IDF for delivering on their promise. Israel Radar, a defense analysis account, noted that the IDF used 10 tons of explosives to destroy the Hezbollah tunnel system near the Israel-Lebanon border. The operation dealt a significant blow to Hezbollah's strategic capabilities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the death of a senior Hamas terrorist, the Jerusalem Post reports that the joint operation by the ISA, IDF, and Israel police targeted a figure behind multiple deadly attacks in the early 2000s. This mission marks a significant achievement for Israeli security forces as they continue to dismantle terrorist networks. Turning to the airstrike in North Gaza, the Times of Israel details that the IDF had warned residents before the strike, which aimed to target a terror operative. Unfortunately, a family of four was killed, raising concerns about civilian casualties in conflict zones. Meanwhile, on the Ali Taher Ridge operation, I-24 News explains that the destruction of Hezbollah's underground base is part of a broader strategy to neutralize threats along the northern border. This action underscores the ongoing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, with significant implications for regional stability. On the economic front, first, Kitek reports that an Israeli cyber manager stands accused of infiltrating 26 companies by remotely accessing cameras and stealing passwords. The alleged actions highlight vulnerabilities in corporate cybersecurity. Separately, Maariv Business shares a warning from an AI researcher who predicts that the next 2 years could determine humanity's fate as AI development accelerates. The researcher previously worked with leading AI firms and raises concerns about the race towards superintelligence. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Tehran is easing restrictions on money transfers and allowing digital currency use for international trade. This maneuver provides Iran with an alternative route to bypass sanctions, impacting regional economic dynamics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.